Tough to be after Sangram and before lunch, so appreciate that you are all still here. I'm Frances McCutcheon from PFL. You heard a great shout out for our company from Mark and also from Sangram. We do direct mail, and it's my great pleasure to introduce Melody Chapman, who will be talking about do-it-yourself ABM.
Hi, everyone. My name is Melanie Chapman, and this is how we took a DIY approach to ABM at Jellyvision. So to tell you the story, I'm going to take you back in time to 2016. Pokemon Go is still cool. The Cubs won the World Series, which was kind of a big deal in my hometown of Chicago. And there was some election thing that I don't remember anyone really caring about at all. But anyway, 2016 is also when we started talking about account-based marketing seriously at Jellyvision. It was an idea that made intuitive sense to us. We make benefits communication software, and we sell to HR professionals. And especially at the enterprise level, we can have a tough time getting in front of the right person. But we didn't want to go whole hog. We had been burned by the latest marketing trend before. So we decided to take a DIY approach and did a pilot for our first ABM initiative. Spoiler, it went really well, like 3,000% ROI well. So I thought I would tell you the story of our pilot approach, and hopefully you can take home a few nuggets. So the first thing we did was to talk to smart people. Of course, I signed up for a lot of webinars, and I even attended some of them live. I went to ABM-specific conferences. I downloaded so many white papers that my hard drive groaned. But the most important thing we did was talk to actual real-life people, fellow marketers, and also vendors, because I get a lot of great ideas from conferences like this, but real people are where I can ask the really nitty-gritty questions that can make the difference in a campaign's success. One of those people was actually PFL. They had launched an account-based marketing program before us and were really generous with their time and insights, and we shamelessly stole a lot of their ideas. The other important thing we did right at the very beginning was to get the right people on board. For us, the big partnership was sales. So before we started moving forward at anything, we talked with top performing account executives and sales leadership to get their feedback on the idea. And when they were excited about it, that was a big green light for us. They were also instrumental in kind of helping us picking the target account, and I'll talk about that a little later. After that first initial planning session, we kept them in the loop throughout the process. So through concepting and execution, for a period of time, I was presenting internally on ABM about once a week, which seems like a lot, but it was really important to make sure that they were all in the loop and we could get feedback from them as well. And we kept up that tight communication after the campaign launched. So I sent reminder emails about what was happening that week. I borderline stalked their Salesforce tasks to make sure that they were doing what they were supposed to. And we even have a ABM-specific Slack channel where they can ask questions and we can celebrate wins together. I mentioned that list before. This is the key driver of success, I think, for us. So for the pilot campaign, we took a lot of time and thought on developing our campaign list. We probably spent more time on the list than the creative because it was that important. So for the pilot, we picked a defined audience. And to make it a little easier on ourselves, we decided to focus on just one vertical. This gave us some focus, and it also allowed us to create a higher level of personalization that we otherwise would have been able to do. The other important piece of the list was the data. This is a little more tactical, and it's not super glamorous, but it's really important. I don't know about you, but I would categorize mailing address data in our Salesforce as a tire fire. So we took the time to sit down and find a valid mailing address for each and every person on our list, which for the pilot was 31 accounts and 70 people, so doable. We looked everyone up on LinkedIn to find their location, and then we compared that with company headquarters addresses to find where they actually were. Our inside sales team did a lot of the unglamorous address scrumming. We promised them a pizza party if they got 100% deliverability, and I had to buy them a lot of pizzas. Another important factor for a pilot is not investing in all the technology available. So I'm definitely not here to talk smack about any ABM-specific platforms, but we didn't want to stack the deck against ourselves and make a huge investment and have to go through an implementation when we weren't even sure if this was going to work at Jellyvision. So we really leaned on key existing tools versus building up our tech stack right away. We weren't starting from scratch. We already had a marketing automation platform. We use Marketo. Another key tool was multi-touch attribution. We use Visible, and this allowed us to really track marketing's contribution to these efforts, particularly since we weren't adding any new names. We were going after people who were already in our database. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a clear picture of success. The other key tool for us was tactile marketing automation from PFL. We've done direct mail campaigns in the past. Our approach was to send things out. We didn't really have a clear idea of when they would arrive, so we'd give sales an estimate, and no surprise, they didn't really do any of the follow-ups because we weren't giving them actionable data. With PFL, we have everything we need for a direct mail campaign right in Marketo and Salesforce. We get delivery data direct from FedEx. It shows up, I can check on everything, and even more importantly, I can use it to automatically trigger Salesforce tasks so our sales team can follow up right when a package is delivered for someone. This is where we set the vast majority of our meetings in the campaign, so having that data at our fingertips and being able to action it was incredibly important. The other key thing we got from TMA was being able to personalize. Like I said before, we kind of gave ourselves a head start by focusing on one vertical, but using this tool allowed us to go beyond high first name personalization. I was able, with some custom field work in Marketo, to personalize based on industry, on value props for the different accounts. We included account owner photos to make everything feel a little more personalized. And then PFL used variable data printing to bring it all to life. So essentially, we were able to turn out individualized collateral for each person in our campaign. I talked before about the list. The other big key component is the creative that really cuts through the clutter. We don't tend to take the approach of sending a really fancy speaker or some other tech item that doesn't really ladder back to how we can help. We prefer to send something that leans a little more on the messaging. So one of the ways we cut through the clutter was a big hit of nostalgia of Viewfinder. We had a custom reel inside where we were able to share a little bit more about our audience's challenges and how we could help. It was something that really stood out for our time-crunched audience. It almost demands that you pay attention to it, and it definitely is attention-grabbing. This is one of the things we shamelessly stole from PFL. The other big direct mail component of this campaign was a kit. Again, the idea of something that's more than the sum of its parts, so we like to include something when we're taking a kit approach that's genuinely helpful. I think it makes a direct mail piece feel less like a bribe almost to take a meeting and more like a gift from a helpful colleague. In this case, for our benefits communication inspiration kit, it was a booklet with ideas on how to make employees smarter healthcare consumers. We also like to include something that's wearable or shareable because it extends the value of a direct mail piece beyond just the direct recipient. And we also like to include something edible because you can never go wrong when appealing to the tummy. So this is what everything looks like together. This is our schedule. The key pieces for us in this multi-channel approach were email and direct mail with sales follow-ups. So the first week we sent a low-cost trifold. We started low and worked up in value because that way if someone took a meeting on the first piece, I didn't have to send them the more expensive Viewfinder, more money for future ABM campaigns. And again, that was timed thanks to that delivery data from FedEx and Marketo with a sales task to follow up over the phone. The next week, we sent an automated email. The following week, it was the attention-grabbing Viewfinder, another email. The inspiration kit was our final wow piece if you hadn't taken the meeting already, and then one more email to kind of drive up some more meetings. This is a closer look at that first lower cost trifold mailer. We have chock full of personalization in here, and I'm circling areas where it's referring to fields that were customized, but in addition to those, we took up the time to do the research on this vertical, and the content we're offering is something that appealed directly to people in here and their specific challenges. It was the life sciences industry, and they have a dispersed workforce. You have people who are at computers, you have people who are out on the floor, so we really wanted to call attention to that. In future iterations of the campaign, we again use data to swap out entire pages of mailers like this based on the account's value prop, so we could still have that personalized effect without having to do it quite so much by hand. This is the Viewfinder piece. That custom reel inside had a HR Heroes theme because you can't spell hero without HR. I'm not above a good pun. Really fun creative, again, something that really stood out, and laddering back to their specific challenges with some more personalization as well. And finally, this was the inspiration kit. We had a benefits genius hat. You would not believe how many people were excited about proclaiming themselves a benefits genius. We also had a branded notebook to write down all their great communication ideas. That is a custom nutrition bar. We picked everything that was in it. I don't know if it worked. I hope it gave people some more energy. And we had more personalization throughout. The nice part about taking a pilot approach like this is that you can learn from your mistakes really quickly without having a huge cost associated with them. One of the first things that we learned was that we had the wrong people doing the follow-ups. We originally tasked our account executives to follow up with the package deliveries because we figured these are high-value accounts, they'll want to control the conversation. That was totally wrong. What basically amounted to pretty cold calls just didn't fit in their day-to-day workflow. So we changed those tasks to our inside sales team and the meetings just started to roll in. We also discovered where we were kind of being a little too thrifty where we shouldn't have been. With that trifold mailer, we originally sent it via USPS because it was a self-mailer. We quickly learned how important that delivery data was, so we changed up and put it into a FedEx envelope, both so we could get that data and because of the higher perceived value of getting a FedEx delivery instead of something by the mail. Something has a greater chance of actually making it to the executive's desk. And finally, a piece of advice I would give to anyone considering launching a pilot or a fuller scale ABM campaign is to really focus on meetings and revenue. My colleague Jen and I, who run our ABM program, were talking with another marketer who was starting up her own and she wanted to kind of pick our brains and get some ideas and feedback. So she showed us the creative. It was excellent. Her overall strategy made sense. But then we asked what their call to action for the first piece was going to be. And it became like that scene in a horror movie where the killer is inside the house and you just really want to help the person on the screen. So she told us, we asked what the call to action was. She said, oh, we're going to ask them to sign up for a webinar. Okay, what about the second piece? Oh, everything in the campaign is designed to get them to sign up for the webinar. So then I was a little nervous and asked, well, how are you going to measure the success of this campaign? And she said that they would just track engagement with the brand over time. And that was the part when I had to stop myself from screaming, no, the killer is right behind you, run! The point being that ABM campaigns don't come cheap. You're working on it really closely with sales, so you need to track the things that sales cares about, which for our team and probably most teams are meeting and revenue. So we tracked the number of meetings set associated with the campaign, and we also tracked money in terms of overall pipeline and close won deals, both using multi-touch attribution to directly track marketing's contribution and the overall influence pipeline. And to give you an idea of the meetings and revenue results, from that pilot list, we saw a 61% account to meeting conversion rate, and the overall ROI for this campaign was 3,783%. I'm not above some soft metrics, so we saw our sales team set meetings with dream accounts, some really big fish that we had been chasing for years and couldn't get on the phone, couldn't get them to answer an email. This caused them to take notice, and they were really excited about those. And we also, for one of the first times, I would say, had sales and marketing all on the same page. We have generally good sales and marketing alignment, but this was like a project that we were doing together. And it was really great to be able to celebrate those successes together. So that's how we did ABM ourselves and with sales and some really great partners. Thank you.